Up Now Flora is still with us for our video.
Still here, everybody.
Still here. For our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
What have you got for us?
It sounds like an April Fool's joke.
It does?
Yeah. This week's video pick is a sticky mystery. Why spiders don't get stuck in their own webs.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of thing that's kind of, it just amazed me that we didn't know the answer to this. But apparently there was a, you know, a study about 100 years ago, and some people thought that maybe there was an oil on the legs of the spiders. And then other people didn't believe that and thought that the spiders just avoid the sticky parts of the web, because it turns out that not the whole web is sticky. I didn't know that, but just the spiral part is the only sticky part of the orb web. The structural lines.
So the spokes are not sticky.
Not sticky. Oh. Okay, so Bill Eberhard and colleagues looked into this and found that it's a little bit different than what people had thought. First of all, spiders definitely touch the sticky part of their web all the time, especially when they're constructing it. But he also found that when he looked at the leg of a spider under a dissecting microscope, and if this appeals to you, you can see this on our website. You see these tiny little hairs called cedi. And what happens is when the spider touches the sticky line with this hairy leg, as it pulls away, the glue sort of drips down the hairs. And then you have very little surface area between the sticky glue and the spider. So there's not a lot of pull. And this kind of explains mostly why they touch it very delicately. And then there's this one more little fact, which is my favorite part of this study, which is they wash the spider legs. They clean them off and find that they're much stickier. So they do seem to have a kind of oily substance that repels their own glue.
Wow.
But it was cool. Yeah. It was a really cool study.
It's a cool video. It's our video pick of the week up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. And just even seeing the spiders moving around.
Yeah.
It's a great video.
It's slowed down so you can see them, and they're quite big in the frame. And, you know, I hadn't spent much time watching a spider construct its web, but it is really fun to watch. And apparently this, you know, so they've solved this mystery for this type of sticky line, but of course there's another type of sticky line for which
that's what keeps you happy. There's always the next
video. It keeps us going. Absolutely.
Right. That's Flora's video pick of the week. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks,
everybody. Our program senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our multimedia editor. Associate senior producer is Christopher Intagliata. Namisha Serene Anand is our producer. Luis Cavedo, our Spanish language producer. Sam Flato, our production assistant. Neil Rausch, our technical director. Spinning the dials here is Manoli Weatherall for our program today. And if you missed any part of it, go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast. Danielle Dana is our executive director. Our web editor is Leslie Taylor. Our manager of new media is Carl Flato. And Annie Nero is our development associate. Our iTunes app is by Pastime Software. And we leave you. We're going to go out. If you missed any part of our show today and you want to review those funny songs, the jokes, you can go to our website at sciencefriday.com. And we leave you with a Monty Python's Galaxy song.